This is Wade Matthews, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge rejected Aetna, the insurance company's bid to buy rival Humana on grounds that it would reduce competition and raise prices in the healthcare market. Trump signed an order retracting America's signature on the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. Demographers argue that the number of millennials, those born between 1980 and 2000, was highest and peaked in 2015, and that some cities have leveled off. And note that San Francisco, Washington, New York, Denver, and Miami are all seeing rent moderation. According to AARP and the National Alliance for Caregiving, the typical family caregiver is a 49-year-old woman caring for an older relative, but nearly a quarter of caregivers are millennials, and it's likely to be men as women. About one-third have a full-time job, and 25% work part-time. One-third provide more than 21 hours of care per week. Estimate of value of most of this unpaid work is $470 billion annually, about the same as Americans spend on Medicaid. Junior officials at the Korean Cultural Ministry kept a list of artists, writers, and entertainers who are being blacklisted from government aid programs under the president's office order, which excluded them from federal aid because of disagreement with her program. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from Texas seeking to restore its strict voter ID law. On average, presidents win about two-thirds of their cases before the Supreme Court. The Obama administration barely won 50%. Peru canceled a $7 billion natural gas pipeline contract scheduled to be built by Brazilian contract construction company Odebrecht because of its expanding corruption scandal and bribery. Citigroup agreed to pay $28.8 million to settle allegations from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that they mistreated borrowers seeking foreclosure relief. In more fact-checking, as of December 2016, there were 2.8 million federal employees, as compared to January 2009, the month President Barack Obama took office, when there were 2.8 million federal employees. There has been no explosion of job growth in the federal sector. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.